Actually, I hope you've been listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You get good programming here all day long, every day of the week. This is Michael Collins Piper, though, coming to you now here on RBNLive.com and at 5.050 on shortwave. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. I'm very lucky to be coming to you, folks, because I wasn't really feeling very well this afternoon, but a nice little nap and a big glass of water and a couple aspirin, and I feel quite a bit better. I guess it's the allergies settling in here. It's allergy season here in Washington, D.C., but I am very much alive, much to the dismay of my critics, and there are many, I can assure you. Interesting little news note here, which goes to show you that even the President of the United States can, as the Washington Times puts it, change his tune. You know, the President said last week the national anthem should be sung only in English, which I tend to agree with him on that. That makes sense. I mean, you know, English should be the American language. I know there are some people who think it's a racist thing to say that, but I think it's a nice thing for people who come to this country to learn to speak the language. In any case, the President did say last week the national anthem should only be sung in English in response to a new Spanish language release of the national anthem. But it turns out, according to Cox News Service report at the time, a singer, John Secada, sang the Star-Spangled Banner in both English and Spanish during the 2001 presidential inauguration. And folks, I'm here to remind you that it was not Bill Clinton, that evil liberal Democrat, who believes in multiculturalism and this and that and everything else we don't like. It wasn't Bill Clinton who was sworn in 2001. It was a fellow from Texas who was then leaving the governorship of Texas. His name was George W. Bush. And again, according to this report in the Washington Times, during the 2000 presidential campaign, Kevin Phillips, in his book American Dynasty, which is an excellent expose of the Bush crime family, Kevin Phillips said that Bush himself used to join in singing a Spanish version of the Star-Spangled Banner at stops at Hispanic festivals in major cities during the 2000 presidential campaign. So I guess we can assume that President Bush is both in favor of singing the national anthem in Spanish and not in favor of singing the national anthem in Spanish. Actually, I don't think it's a major matter, folks, but it's interesting that what I think is interesting about the President's apparent switcheroo on the topic is that he's playing to the crowd by making statements like that. Now, like I say, I think we probably should sing the national anthem in English. That makes sense. But as I say, when President Bush is all over the map, pun intended, on this issue of open borders and controlling immigration and, you know, trying to make all sides happy, I think it's very interesting that he's now making these pronouncements about, well, we ought to sing the national anthem in Spanish. That goes over well in Peoria, as they say. But, you know, as we all know, folks, what really counts in making decisions in the Bush White House, in this corrupt administration, one of the most corrupt in American history, one spawned from a family known for its corruption, is politics as usual. That's what the Bush administration is all about, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We'll be taking your calls, and I'll have a few more comments here and there over the hour, but you can call in. Speak your mind. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Hi, this is John Staplin, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. I have a few noises I'd like to make, but I'm going to hold off on that because we have two callers up already, and I'm just going to go ahead and bring them up. We got Country Boy from Indiana. Welcome back, Country Boy. How you doing tonight?
Howdy. I'm doing excellent. I emailed and phoned Georgetown University today. Hey, just a suggestion. When you're talking over the radio, if you're reading, spelling a name or giving out an email address, if you use a phonetic alphabet, it will be better for the people that are listening. In other words, when you give an F, say Foxtrot or Frank, and an S, Sierra, because last night the F and the S, I had to listen real careful, and I've got a trained ear.
And you know what? I always tell people this. I have a bit of a lisp, and people say, no, you don't, but I think I do. I always say my speech teacher never got me on the straight and narrow as far as the pronunciation of that magic word. Well, those magic words that begin with the letter F, as in Sam. So I'm glad you pointed that out, Country Boy. I appreciate that because I know exactly what you're talking about. It when you're trying to write something down on the air, no matter how slow the person's going, if you misunderstand them, you'll never get it right. So I appreciate that. Thanks for mentioning that.
Hey, last week I said that you asked me a question. I said that people should withdraw their families from the culture or segregate them. And then you had the prophet from Alabama. You had, like, made a quote, and then he kind of took it like I said to leave the country, okay?
Right.
You need to fight, stand and fight. But you know what? Also, you mentioned the author's name, Chittum, while you were speaking to him. And, you know, I wouldn't put too much the analysis of the prophet is good, but his predictive ability I don't think is too good if he's going to enclave, because Chittum, in his book Civil War II, says those in the enclaves need to sell out, move out, and stay alive. And I had been reading his book again recently, and it was very, very interesting, the predictive element in here. And let me just read a few lines from his...
Go ahead. Yeah, I haven't seen that book in
his
years.
Checklist. As of Civil War II approaches, the establishment media, in conjunction with the political establishment, will increase its manufacture of mind control hoaxes to accuse politically incorrect persons of wrongdoing so that the government can intimidate them, harass them, send them to prison, and even assassinate them. Likewise, hoaxes will be used to cover up wrongdoing so that those favored by the establishment can escape public censure and deserve legal punishments. Now, this book was written in 1996, and you know what jumped into mind? Because this was written after Oklahoma City, but the mind control hoax of 9/11.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I tell you, that particular book by Chittum, it's funny about that book that Jim Floyd brought it up, and now you bring it up again. I've had mixed feelings about that book myself because, you know, I don't want to see a civil war in this country. You know, I want us, as Rodney King, the famed motorist, said, I want us to all get along, you know?
Hey, Michael, that's like, you know, you don't want to find out that your wife is cheating on you, too. You know, if somebody says that, they're stupid. You need to know what's going on.
No, you know, but unfortunately, unfortunately, I know the world doesn't work that way. And, you know, as I have said on this program, I see what's the analogy I want? I see the trend moving towards further confrontation, you know, and now, you know, in the old days it was the blacks versus the whites. Now you got everybody else to throw into the mix, and
it's known as multiculturalism and diversity, which is only, they only want the cultures that the government wants. And, you know, the next item on the list here, it says that you'll see the use of UN troops on our soil. Now, you know what? During Katrina, they had the Mexican army had soldiers that were over there aiding the Katrina victims. And then it says, or the establishment of an American Foreign Legion. Now, you know what? He doesn't have the correct term, but he's nailed it right on the head. Those are known as contractors.
You're absolutely right.
And, you know, he would be an excellent guest to get on here and let him on your program and let him speak for himself because... You know, you deal with the big picture, and the thing is that he would deal with the tactical, the small things that people need to use to prepare and to be aware that they know that the big picture is going down the drain, but what are they going to do specifically to be able to see these things coming about?
To be able to survive, I think is the word here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
it's yeah.
I love the program. I like to put in my 2 cents, and maybe somebody else can move this ball along. More than likely, when the prophet calls back up, if he's not listening tonight, he'll have something to say.
I'm sure he will. All right, country boy, appreciate your call. You always add something good to the program. All right, let's go to Eric from Arkansas, I guess.
Sure.
Eric?
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing better than I should.
What do you think about what's going on?
Well, I say bring it on and let's get it over with because people ain't gonna get off their couch until there's an old equation that says people live under tyranny so long as the price of living under tyranny is less than the price of getting out from underneath it. So let's bring the tyranny on and get it over with.
You know, I tell you, I hate to say it, but, you know, I'm kind of feeling the same way myself. I was having a conversation with somebody this afternoon, somebody I hadn't talked to in a while, and he asked me what I, you know, he said, well, what do you think about what's going on? Just what I said to you. And I said, basically the same thing. I said, it doesn't look like the situation is going to get any better. And I'm kind of tired of, you know, waiting for, you know, we have these little bubbles coming up, you know, but I'd just like to see the whole thing boil over so we really know finally what we're dealing with and who we have to deal with. Because, you know, I for the last 30 years or 40 years, people have been saying, well, we may not have the next election. We may have tyranny before then. And I tell you what, I think the events of the next 6 months, particularly this proposed venture into Iran, could change the whole complexion, the whole parameter of what we've been dealing with. And now with the immigration issue heating up, it's a situation that, you know, it's bringing it on. So I guess we're just going to have to deal with it as we see it coming down the pike.
Well, the prophets are telling us we got 4 years of Hillary, so we maybe another 6 years anyway, or at least into her term.
You know, I've said this before here. You know, there's a lot of people who absolutely hate that woman, and I'm not saying not for good reason, but, you know, there's a lot of people who hate her, and they just don't understand that the mass media in America has so much power that they can make Hillary Clinton seem like everybody's mother or nice older sister, you know.
what I called for was I was traveling across the country, and I think it was in Memphis radio station. I'm not sure exactly. I was flipping around, and I got some talk radio I was listening to there, and they were reading, I think, from Time magazine. I'm not sure if that's exact or not, but he was going on and on. It was pretty boring, and he was talking about somebody that Bush has appointed to take over a new place, and this guy had a five-point program for Bush. The first point was guns and badges, and he was talking about, he went on to explain, he went over the 5 points. One of them was to court the media. I don't remember what the other 3 points were. It was pretty long-winded, and he was, guns and badges was, he was talking about, putting more, border patrol on the border. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. I don't know if you can research that out and find out.
Well, I mean, I tell you what, I don't need to research that, because the bottom line of it is that that's probably what not probably what we should have done. That something should have been done back 25 years ago, you know.
Well,
but
they'll put it up there to appease everybody, and then they'll let it die off and without telling anybody, of course. But I'll get off here now and let you rant and rave, and I just wanted to pass that on. So
all right, Eric. Well, appreciate that.
That
actually, I think the person you were talking about, Eric, is probably Tony Snow. He's written quite a bit. He has a large written record as a journalist, and now he's the president's press secretary.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't
that,
Tony Snow? Okay.
They mentioned, I think he's the one, I think they mentioned, talked about him in the court, the media section of it. I don't remember. I wasn't, you know, I was on the road for a long time, and I was just, there ain't no music to listen to out there, so I flip around and find these boring talk shows, and I think they were reading from Time magazine. It was like a PBS station or something. And
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, in any case, like I say, that's something that's just plain old common sense. But you know, President Bush was too busy trying to muzzle his critics and trying to hunt down the so-called threats to our homeland security from good Americans who've dared to criticize Bush, instead of actually guarding our borders and actually maybe cracking down on potential invasion by illegal aliens who have mischief in mind. So, you know, again, you know what it all comes down to? It's just more of the same politics as usual from the Bush administration. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break coming up. When we come back, I have a few comments of my own, and then, of course, you're welcome to call in. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got quite a few callers lined up here. Just wanted to make a comment, folks, before we go to the callers. I got a message the other day. Someone called the American Free Press office here in Washington. American Free Press, of course, is a weekly newspaper that I write for on a pretty regular basis. You'll definitely want to check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. Or call into American Free Press and get a sample copy. That number is 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. In any case, person called in and suggested the name of a possible guest for the show. And I checked the person's website out, the particular guest that was suggested. And, you know, I tell you, this particular guest, who I'm not going to name the name, no use embarrassing anybody, but frankly, I found the person's theological stand to be somewhat, well, kooky, frankly. And what's more, he claims to have a special channel line to God that has given him particular insights that no one else has, and basically, as I understand it from this gentleman's website, he's the only one who really knows what God wants us to know. Now, the problem with that is that I'm sure that there's probably going to be about 500 listeners who are going to have a contrary opinion to something like that. And, you know, I find when you get into the questions of theology and religion that you're going to have more differing opinions from people who otherwise seem to think alike than you might otherwise expect. I know in my own experience one time I had occasion to write something and make some favorable remarks about three or four particular ministers and other folks who've expressed theological points regarding the U.S. Middle East policy vis-a-vis Israel. Well, now, on the face, it would seem that these people, you know, you would think that they were all in sync. They're all critics of U.S. policy towards Israel, but several of them were quick to thank me for mentioning their names and promoting their efforts, but they wanted to assure me and assure anybody else who happened to read what I wrote that they had very significant disagreements with some of those other people. So I'm going to be, you know, when I do have guests on here, folks, I don't have that many guests. I want to be very selective. I just don't want to have guests on for the purpose of filling up time. But when I do have guests, I'm going to steer a little bit away from the theological end because, you know, that simple, when you get into the subject of biblical interpretation, you can find five different interpretations of one biblical passage, and while they all may come out to the same end, there's all sorts of differences on the road there. So I think it's kind of counterproductive in that sense. You know, and people are going to say, well, that's wrong because you should follow the Bible. Well, the problem is, which version of the Bible or which interpretation of the Bible do you follow? Well, you know, I leave that up to the individual. One thing I do want to mention here, something I just learned about today when I logged on to rbnlive.com, there's a new listen line here. Now, I know a lot of folks trying to tune in on shortwave have a little bit of difficulty getting us sometimes. But now with this listen line, and some people have trouble getting it on the Internet, too, with the listen line, you can, for a donation to the Republic Broadcasting Network, regular, I guess it's $15 a month. This is now being set up, the RBN listen line. The number is 512-646-0396. 512-646-0396. You can call in on that number. It's a long-distance call, and you'll be able to listen in to the programming here. All the time, whenever there is programming here, and that's a pretty good donation. It's I think quite small considering all the good programming you get here at RBN. So, if you want further information on that, you can call that number 512-646-0396. 512-646-0396. I understand it's in the process of being set up, but that's good news for those of you who want to take advantage of that opportunity, and I think it's a good opportunity. So please consider that listen line as another alternative way of listening to RBN because, you know, there is so much good programming here it's vital that we have as big a listening audience as possible. Okay, well, we do have quite a few callers lined up here, and I know we have a break coming up very, very shortly, but I'm going to go ahead. Well, here's the break, folks. Here's the break. Stay tuned. Got a lot of callers lined up, and Barney from Maryland, if you're still hanging on, hang on over the break, and we'll bring you up first. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just to remind you, this excellent new program here at RBN, Listen Live by Phone. Now, you have to make a donation for $15 or more per month to RBN to take advantage of this service. And then, of course, you will have to take care of your own long-distance calls. But, you know, the way we have such decreased long-distance calls, call costs today, you know, it's a pretty good deal. So for just $15 a month, you can listen to RBN by calling in. You know, you'll have to give your telephone number and everything to RBN for your account so that it can be all taken care of. But if you want to... subscribe by phone with your Visa or MasterCard, you call the number 512, that's 512-646-0396, 512-646-0396, and I'll try to give that number out again towards the end of the program. I think that's a pretty good deal, you know, for basically, what, $150 donation, you can... Just call up RBN and listen to the programming anywhere, anytime, as long as you have long-distance call service on your phone. Pretty good deal, folks. We can beat the bad weather that interferes with shortwave and all those tricky things that involve us with the Internet. Okay, well, let's go to our caller, Barney from Maryland. Barney, you've been very patient. Come on up.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
How you doing tonight, Barney?
Okay, you know, we don't have to fight in Iraq
or Iran or round up the illegal aliens. All we have to do is eliminate less than 100,000 one-worlders.
Right? You know, Barney, you may be right.
Yeah, but once the one-worlders are eliminated, we can bring the U.S. military home and secret police around the world, and the International Monetary Fund will be impotent, and the captive nations will be free.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm thinking, though, Barney, the one possibility is that with the growing rebellion in our U.S. military right now, it may well be that our own military is going to come back and eliminate these one-worlders. The military men who are here now, the military men and women who are overseas, you know, if these generals and admirals are talking among themselves, as our New World Order friends seem to think, maybe we can rely on the military to do just what you're saying needs to be done, Barney, and frankly, I hope it happens.
Well, you know, we have to be a nation of idiots. We send our children out to fight a billion innocent Muslims, and we prepare ourselves to fight 20 to 30 million illegal immigrants, and it don't make sense, you know?
Well, you know, see, that's the whole thing. Very little of the policies that are carried out by quote-unquote our government makes sense, you know, and more and more I think people are coming to recognize that, and of course certainly the military is coming to recognize it. So you know, let's just hope that our good people in the military finally do say no more to all this nonsense coming from the New World Order crowd and put them in their place. I think probably the numbers are even smaller than 100,000, Barney, you know?
I think so. Well, you know, what I'm afraid of is they're going to put those boys in a trap over there and nuke them. We don't get them home.
Well, yeah, they're like, well, you know, God forbid it should happen, Barney. Let's, you know, it's, believe me, I'll tell you, like I always say, I'm not a real religious person, but I do pray, and I pray for the safety of all these people that have been sent over there to fight these crazy wars. So, Barney, I'm in sympathy with where you're going with this. So, I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Terry from Texas.
Let me guess, the guy that they suggested you have as a guest, was it Pat Robertson?
No. No, it was not Pat Robertson, although that description I gave sure does sound a lot like Pat Robertson now that you mention
right.
it.
If you listen to him, he would have you to believe that he goes around and on the downtime on the studio, he goes behind the back wall and he's got a special telephone and connects directly to God.
You know,
but that's not the purpose of my call.
Okay.
I want to make a point. The point is Batman has his Robin, the Lone Ranger had Tonto, Johnny Carson had Ed McMahon,
mm-hmm.
and you need a sidekick. And then the guy that would be great, I don't listen to your program that often, occasionally I do, I don't remember his name, I know it's Prophet, I think it's Prophet somebody. The guy is hysterical, he's hysterically funny, and he's well-spoken, and if you had him on like every 15 minutes, it would add, you know, I mean, it's like it would be a 1-2 punch, and it would be the knockout blow. It would be the old overhand right and the uppercut.
I hope my friend Jim Floyd is listening, because I told him in an email he seems to have struck a chord with a lot of the listeners. So if Jim's out there tonight, your fans are calling your name, the Master
man.
Prophet from Alabama.
Oh man, between the two of you, it would be just Homer. It'd be like, you know, lobbing softballs. Well, that's not a good analogy.
I don't know. I can't imagine Jim Floyd throwing a softball.
Well, I'm talking about in the sense of lobbing softballs and knocking out of the ballpark.
Yeah, no, I know. All right, Terry. Well, you just keep listening in. You're going to hear more of Jim Floyd. You don't need to worry about that.
Keep it under your hat as a suggestion. It's just a suggestion, but I think it would be one that would be between the two of you, doing the tag team, you know. Oh God, it'd be great. It'd be hysterical.
Jim's a lot of fun, and you know, he puts really serious stuff in a very satirical way that just kind of hits home. No question about that.
It's like a hot knife through butter.
I've been trying to get him to put all his writings in a book, because I'm telling you, that's going to be a hell of a book if and when it ever comes out.
All right,
Terry. Thanks a lot for your call. Folks, just want to make a mention here before we get to our next caller. I used the figure 150 in reference to the listen line here at RBN, which, of course, that's the new line where you can make a donation. Well, it's $15 a month, but I was making the point that maybe for $150 you get 10 months. And if you think about 10 months of listening to RBN for just $150, that's pretty cheap. But it's just $15 a month. You can pay any amount you want starting at $15 and up. But think of it this way, folks. 15 times 10 is 150, and you can get 10 great months of listening to American Free Press, the Republic Broadcasting Network, right here on RBN's Listen Line. And that number, again, is 512-646-0396. Okay, let's go to Mike from Maryland. How you doing tonight, Mike?
A great show, as always. I want to maybe make a couple comments, but I'm mainly calling up to plug our new DC911 Truth Movement.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
I just mentioned that on last night's program. I think I mentioned you, as a matter of fact. So go ahead, Mike. Give us the information.
Yeah, it's DC911truth.org, and we're going to show Alex Jones' film tomorrow night at the Sangha Cafe in Tacoma Park. It's a happening, kind of hip, kind of kooky part of town. Kind of reminds me of the places I used to hang out in the early 70s. I'm kind of happy to attempt to start smoking herb again, but I probably won't. But it's a cool place, you know, kind of a hip place. But Sangha Cafe, kind of new agey kind of place.
Is that Sangha, like in the coffee?
No, Sangha, S-A-N, I think a G-A-E, Cafe. It's on Westmoreland Avenue, 7041 Westmoreland. It's off of Carroll Street, which is off of Beer's Mill. And it's at 8 o'clock. No charge, but they ask for a love offering or a donation at the end. But you talk about your friend Jim Floyd. Maybe you ought to make him the RBN chaplain.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I don't know if we want to go that far, because, like I said, you know, everybody has their own chaplain.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe he can have the dial a prayer service too.
Okay, he can have dial a prayer. Okay,
but
right.
I was watching Lou Dobbs, and some people criticize him because maybe he doesn't go far enough. But it's better than nothing. But you know, it looks like there's a lot of local. You can pinpoint a lot of local areas now that are turning against the illegal alien influx. And that one guy in Arizona who puts the guys in the pink pajamas and tents and feeds them peanut butter jelly sandwiches, he deputized, get this, 3,200 people as a posse to catch illegal aliens.
Yeah, I think that's Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I'm not sure if that's how he pronounces his name. It's spelled Arpaio.
Yeah, so,
yeah. He's a pretty tough talking sheriff down there in Arizona. Yeah,
I tell you.
Well, there are people. You know, this is the good thing about it. There are people, you know, at the local level who are trying to do things. It's just that these criminals at the federal level are the ones who are doing the song and dance. And you know, I'll tell you, I think I really believe that there are people. Disingenuous people on both sides of this debate at the highest levels in Congress, because you know I have very little faith in Congress, and I think a lot of times it's really just a like a little Punch and Judy puppet show where they whack each other around, but behind the scenes, you know, they sit around and
pat each other on the back.
Just say they sip coffee together.
Yeah, I think you're right. And like that, even that 7749 or 39 bill, I mean those clowns in Congress don't even have to make any new laws. All they have to do is enforce the ones that they have, and the situation would be solved.
Yeah,
you know?
See, this is the problem. So, you know, it is a it's just one of those things we have to contend with. Well, listen, Mike, before we let you go, why don't you give out, that's the Sangay Cafe, S-A-N-G-A-E?
Something like, yeah, Sangay.
Okay.
Sangay Cafe, it's on 70-7014 Westmoreland Avenue. And Tacoma Park, it's off of Carroll Avenue, which is off of Ears Mill.
Yeah, I think if people check in the directory, I'm sure they have a telephone, if people check in the directory or maybe even do an internet search, the spelling on that is S as in Sam, A-N-G-A-E.
I'm not sure the last couple letters, but if you look it up on the phone book,
I'm sure people will be able to find it. All right, Mike, thanks for calling. Keep us posted on what's going on. All right, let's go to Gene from Texas. Gene, come on up.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, I think most preachers have a little phone that has direct connection to their banker, you know. They say, hey, I conned this much money out of the people today, you know. Because just about every preacher thinks if their organization or their quote-unquote ministry goes down the tube, the work of God goes down the tube.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, I've known in my lifetime, I've known some pretty good preachers of all different persuasions, so to speak. And, you know, thank God they are out there, because there's a lot of bad ones like Pat Robertson, who is bad beyond question.
Well, and Jerry Falwell too. You know, these
I don't mean to leave him
out.
You know,
even Billy Graham. You know, none of these preachers have brought Christianity to America. I mean, we have one of the most immoral societies, unchristian societies, and yet we have all these preachers and all their religious organizations. They've collected millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they haven't brought Christianity to America. Yet they're going to go overseas to try to Christianize some other place, and they can't even Christianize America. Now, how's that? Now, let me tell you, Mike, seriously, there is Bible scholarship out there. There are people that are Bible scholars.
Of course.
There are, they go by history and archaeology to prove the Bible's true. And, you know, so let's don't overlook the fact that even though we have a lot of charlatan preachers out here, some of them, you know, believe in pouring olive oil on a building and saying deprecatory prayers and all that nonsense.
But there are,
besides those, these Pentecostals that jump up and down and act like they're speaking in tongues when they're not. There are real Bible scholars out there, Michael.
You know, Gene, don't get me wrong. I know that. And I'll tell you what, I'd like to think that I count some of those real Bible scholars as among my personal friends.
Right.
Like I say, it's just I get this queasy feeling when I think about having someone on as a guest to discuss some particular theological twist, because I know that there's always going to be someone who's going to want to debate that, and then, you know, those who are not, you know, a lot of people can quote the Bible like the back of their hand, you know, and that's wonderful, and it's very important, too, because the Bible does play such a big part in our society and in our culture. And certainly in politicking in Washington, D.C., or else we wouldn't have the problems we have in the Middle East today. But the problem with that is that the minute someone comes on and quotes the Bible to prove their theological point, that's going to inspire 10 other calls. And then, you know, you kind of get sidetracked. And so that's what I say. That's why, as I was thinking about it, you know, I've had a couple suggestions for guests who've been recommended. And, you know, I don't want to get into it. I think it's kind of a distraction that a lot of people don't want to be distracted by.
Well, your show is not geared toward that, basically. But also, all I want to say is, yes, there are people that don't have a religious agenda, you might say, that they do study the Bible objectively, and they do let the Bible interpret itself as it does, and they go by the facts of history and archaeology to prove the Bible's true. And, you know, these are the people that we need to listen to.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I can tell you right now, the guy, Jim Floyd, we were talking about earlier, you know, he calls himself the master prophet. You know, he does that in a satirical way, of course, you know, but there's a guy who does know the Bible. Yeah. And if I ever had a serious biblical question, he'd probably be the one I would call.
Yeah.
So like I say, there's a guy that just goes ahead and does prove your point.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, for a little variety, you could have somebody like that on now.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I have a couple people in mind that I think I would like to have on, but but I'm going to preface it by saying, you know, that we're not here to argue the Bible or argue religion.
Well, like I said, just have a scholar on there that can prove what he says, not only from the Bible, from history and archaeology.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, and not just a preacher that's out here with a religious agenda that's getting paid to teach a certain religious agenda.
Absolutely.
You know, that's not the truth.
You're singing to the right choir here, Gene.
Right.
I appreciate your call. All right. Let's go to, well, we have a break coming up, and we have a few minutes left, but when we come back, we're going to go to Rick in Ohio. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
And gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Just a brief note, we had a call, a gentleman by the name of Jeff called in and spoke to my producer. He wanted some information on getting a shortwave radio, and unfortunately Barbara, who is a very nice lady, accidentally gave Jeff the wrong number. So Jeff, if you're listening in, you can feel free to call back here and get the right number from Barbara. You just call in here again at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But anyway, it was a gentleman that just called in. You just call back and you'll get the right number. Now we'll go to Rick from Ohio, who's sitting here quite patiently.
Good evening, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Rick?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I've made it through the evening. What can I tell you?
Okay. I'll tell you what, Michael. I believe right now we have two scenarios, problems that we're faced with that really demand our full attention above other issues at this moment, I believe. And those two are as follows. One is the fact that very few people in America, the number is growing every day, but still most people in America are not aware of the absolute Jewish control over the media in this country. And the slanted positions, the propagandizing they're always getting from the controlled media.
Okay.
Okay. And the next urgent problem we have is this insane war that George Bush wants to carry out against Iran. Iraq was bad enough.
Well, I tell you what, I would say that you say there are two problems. I'd say that in some senses that they're actually an interrelated problem because George Bush wouldn't be able to promote this insane war, and that's exactly what it is. He wouldn't be able to promote it if he didn't have the media stoking up the country and trying to get the country rallying behind him, just as they did with the Iraq War.
Yeah, all you have to do is go back a year to 6 months before the Iraq War. The media was doing the same thing against Iraq and Saddam Hussein.
Oh, history's repeating
itself. They try to whip the public up like it's a sporting event.
Yeah, and you know what scares me is we're going to have some phony terrorist attack that, you know, they're going to find
the false flag.
They're going to find, someone wrapped in the Iranian flag with a Koran under his arm is going to blow up a football field somewhere here in the United States, and that'll be the reason to go to war. Well, God forbid it happens, but, you know, Rick, what can I tell you? You're right. I wish you were wrong, but I know you're right. So.
Yeah, I think we need to devote more time talking about this Iran war and the Jewish supremacists behind it.
All right. Well, you know I'm going to keep on doing it, Rick, and I know you're going to do it, and a lot of other people are too. So
we've got
thank
to keep
you.
At it. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for your call, Rick. Let me try to get Bob from Missouri up here during our final couple minutes. Bob.
Yeah, I think everybody should remember the Alamo. That's one big thing that's coming on. But another thing, man, remember Benai's are coming. The Benai's are coming. Benai Briss. True, man. Listen, did you know
I'm
about that?
I'm here to tell you. Bob.
Well, listen, I'll catch you tomorrow.
They're already here.
I know. It's time, but I'll catch you tomorrow on this.
All right, Bob, call in tomorrow night.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in tonight. And remember, we have a new listen line here at 512-646-0396. 512-646-0396. Now stay tuned for more good programming right here on RBNLive.com and on shortwave at 5.050. But don't forget about that listen line, 512-646-0396. Edith in Alexandria, did you hear that? 512-646-0396.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.